You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. We now present the program Beyond the Pages with our host, Christina Doyle.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be, and welcome to Beyond the Pages, a wonderful program that invites you, the listener, to hear our beautiful writers and the most current literature that's out today. A chance for all our listeners to be closer to our Lord, and through the writings of our well-known writers, you will be able to have scripture, you'll be able to hear the words of hope, the words of love. And today my guest is Alan Smith. Alan Smith is a current director of the Archbishop Fulton Sheen Mission Society of Canada. And also he is a board member of the Foundation of Prayer for Priests for the past 3 years in Peoria, Illinois. This is a long list, by the way, Alan, let me tell you. The founder of the Bishop Sheen Today, the editor and compiler of the Cries of Jesus from the Cross, which is a Sheen anthology, Lord Teach Us to Pray, Archbishop Sheen's Book of Sacraments, and today we are going to be discussing The Greatest Commandment, a Sheen anthology on love. And let me first say that, Alan, I was so inspired by this book. It's a beautiful book. And as I had mentioned to my program director that I had asked for a PDF copy, but in hindsight, everyone, you must get a hard copy of this book just to have it in your hands and to flip back into the pages that Archbishop Sheen said. It was absolutely inspiring, and I so enjoyed it. I wanted to go back each time and sort of take it in. I just couldn't read it right through. It was something that you really needed to digest and to reflect. It's a beautiful book. So with that being said, welcome Alan Smith to our Beyond the Pages. And by the way, I'm your host, everyone, Christina Doyle. So thanks again for joining us. And first of all, let's start with you, Alan. What made you even embark on this journey with Bishop Fulton Sheen?
Yes. Well, thank you for having me here on Radio Maria. And I feel at home because I've been, of course, hosting a show on Radio Maria Canada for quite some time now. We call it Your Life is Worth Living, or we sometimes call it Bishop Sheen Presents. But each week we take 2 hours of your time to just enjoy the wit and wisdom of the Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. And so, again, I feel like I'm at home here at Radio Maria and feel very comfortable and casual. But let me tell you a little bit of my God incidents with Sheen. And I say God incident in that nothing is an accident with the Lord. It's usually, again, he's planned everything. We just don't know it. And I came to know and love Fulton Sheen later in my life. I was 48 years old when it happened. I never had read a Bishop Sheen book. I'd never seen him on video. He was not on my radar. But my good wife and I were dropping one of our daughters off to a little Catholic college called Our Lady Seat of Wisdom College. And it's up in Barry's Bay, Ontario. And I always say that my money and my daughter went to the college. But again, it's a beautiful little institution. And of course, my heart is connected to this college because it's there that I found Sheen. And the accident, or the God incident, was when I was dropping my daughter off to her dormitory. and I was making sure that she was in protective custody. My good wife was in the library of the school. And there, the librarian was discarding some old tattered books and making room for some of the newer editions. And she was gifted a number of Bishop Sheen books. And of course, when we were driving home, I said, "Oh, what did you pick up today?" And my wife said, "Oh, I've got these books. And one of them is called Peace of Soul. It's a book that Archbishop Sheen penned in 1949. And I said to her, "Read some of that book to me." And so she opened up the book, and the very first line of that book was this line: "Unless souls are saved, nothing is saved." And when I heard that line, "Unless souls are saved, nothing is saved," I thought, he nails it. This Fulton Sheen understands what's really important, because our Blessed Lord in Sacred Scripture took the soul very seriously. We think of that famous scripture: "What does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul?" And so when I heard that line, it was very refreshing. In my youth, I was involved with what I like to say, the charismatic renewal. Some people refer to me as a charismaniac because you're on fire with the Lord. But I always remember my Baptist friends and my Pentecostal friends. We would, hand out Bible tracts, and it was all about saving souls. And so it kind of invigorated me. I loved hearing that. And so after listening to my wife read to me for a couple hours, The Wisdom of Archbishop Sheen, I came home and I started to search out Sheen's writings. And I went onto the internet and looked him up, and found out that he wrote 66 books. And I said, "Wow, there's a lot to choose from here." And so I looked for his titles, and there was one that caught my eye. It was a book he penned in 1939, and it was called Victory Over Vice. And it was his way of teaching the antidote for the seven deadly sins is the seven last words that our Blessed Lord spoke from the cross. And that book got me hooked. And after reading that little 100-page book, I just started to consume Sheen and his writings at a great rate. And I think after my first year, I had read 24 of his books. It was just that alluring. It was like I met a new parish priest that understood me, and he spoke my language. And I just couldn't get enough of Sheen's wisdom. And so from there, after I just thought, I want to listen to his audio recordings, and I started to listen to some of his lectures and the audio portion of his television shows. And I thought, everybody needs to listen to this wise old sage, I want to say. And because I've been in radio for many years, I went to my local radio station, which is a community radio station in Kitchener-Waterloo, that's in Canada. And I asked the producer there if I could host a Bishop Sheen hour where I would just share some of Sheen's old homilies. And they agreed to it. And when I went into the station, it was a Monday evening around 7:30, and I played my first Bishop Sheen recording on angels. The phone lines lit up in the radio station. People started to say, "Oh, is Archbishop Sheen coming back into our town? I loved it when he was here in 1974, and I still remember his talk." And so I thought, wow, there's this beautiful connect. And it was one of these things where I thought, this man has touched the lives of millions of people. And so I'm just kind of saying to myself, wow, there's something to this man. And so as I just continued to share Sheen's audio recordings on the radio station, the next thing I know, the good folks at Radio Maria Canada had looked me up and said, "Could you share this program that you're hosting on our radio station?" And again, that's where my show, Bishop Sheen Presents, was born, on Radio Maria Canada. So again, it's just one of these things where I just was so passionate about what Fulton Sheen had done in my life that I thought I want to share it with the world. And it truly is a worldwide audience because, you know, we're all, I'd like to say, you know, technical now in the sense that we all sit in front of the computer, we have our cell phones, our apps and all of these things. And I developed a little website just called Bishop Sheen Today. .com, of course, because we need Bishop Sheen today. And there I just searched the internet for all of his videos, all of his audio recordings. He has a lot of free downloadable books that have been scanned, and I put them onto the website. And so this little labor of love, BishopSheenToday.com, people visit. We have a million viewers and a million visitors every year to the website, because people are hungry for the truth. And Fulton Sheen delivered the truth year in and year out. And of course, people knew him on the radio and television, and he sold millions of copies of his books. And so I thought, what better way to share for Bishop Sheen than have a website, which is absolutely free. You can spend hours there and watch his videos, read his books, and listen to his audio recordings in the privacy of your own home. But again, he is bringing souls to Christ. And the best description I ever heard of a priest is that a priest brings Jesus to the people, and then in turn brings the people to Jesus. And truly, this is what Fulton Sheen has done for so many years. He brought the people to Jesus, or the Jesus to the people through the sacraments. And that, of course, he brought us to Jesus through his teaching. So again, that's my little story of how I found Fulton Sheen and how this apostolate has evolved. And so, you know, again, God is good and he is a show off. So there we go.
Well, I can understand why you would feel inspired just for me, my own personal self. Just reading the book was truly inspiring, and I must have a hard copy of this book. So you're saying I can get it through Amazon, correct?
Yeah. Well, you can get it through our publisher, Sophia Institute Press, and they have a website, sophiainstitute.com. And you can also find it on Amazon. That's a pretty big bookstore. It has everything. But I will get you a copy and I'll even sign it for you. And so
really nice.
Yeah. And
how I went about that.
Oh yeah, that's good. I mean, this is what we, you know, because I can. So I think when you, you know, because I am the, you know, creator, editor, compiler of these books, I do get a few promotional copies from time to time. So it's good.
So tell us, Alan, now, this is, tell us a little bit about yourself in terms of your background. You're a family man. Are you a grandfather too, or? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. My wife calls me a Renaissance man. And so, and again, it's a nice title, I think. And so what I'd like to say is I'm a well-adjusted child. I'm one of 12 children. So I come from a small Catholic family of 12 children. And so we learned how to sing for our supper and how to be animated, because you just had to learn how to interact and get along. And so I had a good foundation, of course, in my you know, early years. And again, my parents were very much tied into the church, and they encouraged us to go to daily mass. And so I did that. But my parents were also wise, and they said, get an education. Go out to school and get a degree, but at the same time, learn a trade. And so I got my business degree, but became a plumber, pipe fitter, and started my own little company called Al Smith the Gas Man. And you can find me on the web. And my son and I have been fixing pipes in the Kitchener-Waterloo area for over 30 years now. And so, again, my son has taken over the business, but I'm kind of known as the pipe padre. I'm this plumber, pipe fitter that, of course, just preaches the gospel and helps people with their stoves, dryers, and barbecues. So again, it's nice that way. But the speaking and the writing was always a passion that I had, you know, and I guess I want to say a little hobby. And again, now as I've kind of easing into retirement, I've had more time to write and create. And so I've been able to produce five anthologies with the help of Sophia Institute Press, and to self-publish 23 different books on Amazon that are all Sheen titles that have been kind of lost for some reason. They just weren't republished. A lot of times when you're a prolific writer like Fulton Sheen, doing a book every year or sometimes two books a year, people are always waiting for the new book and not republishing the old book. So I went through his library of books and said, oh, his 1940 book on the seven virtues hasn't been republished in 80 years. And oh, his 1937 book, The Rainbow of Sorrows, hasn't been republished. So I've been going through them one at a time, just republishing these treasures so the whole world can enjoy them again. But the term Renaissance man is a good thing. You know, it's a balanced thing of man of trade, writer, lecturer, retreat director. So Renaissance man, we'll leave it at that.
Well, let's get right into the book then.
Okay.
The Greatest Commandment. And one of the things I came across is regarding heaven. And what is in heaven. And according to Archbishop Fulton Sheen, what do you think, my friend? What do you think, Alan?
I'll read a quote directly from Sheen's writings here. And my eyes are, as I'm getting older, I like the big, I love how the screen can help me a great deal here, right? And so Fulton Sheen writes, and it's on page 10 of those who have a book with them. He says, heaven is not a place where there is a mere vocal repetition of alleluias or the monotonous fingering of harps. Heaven is a place where we find the fullness of the joys of earth. And of course, the joys of heaven, that it is this paradise with our Lord. And when he said to the good thief, this day you'll be with me in paradise. When we are with the Lord, we are in paradise. And so the joy is that we're with him. And that's what we were made for. I think sometimes we forget the catechism. When people who study the Baltimore Catechism, they know that why was I created? To know God, to love him, to serve him in this life, and to be happy with him in the next. And it's that line, to be happy with him in the next. And we are with truth. We are with him. So heaven is that place where it's our final destination for many of us. And God, we pray that it's our final destination because it is our true home. We're on pilgrimage here on this earth. But still, heaven, the Lord is there. So I don't know if that makes it clear, but I like how he says it's not harps and alleluias and all this. It's this intimacy with God. And we need that. We need that absolutely more today. Yeah.
You know, Alan, when we look at the world today, I mean, we thought we were finished with COVID, and here we are. There's a war going on as we speak, and we can just see the world is in a terrible, terrible mess. And with all of this confusion and from our sins, I mean, we are all sinners, and this is what we've got. Why then do you think God would give us free choice?
Well, I think it's this idea of he doesn't want to be an ogre, controlling. I mean, if someone's controlling you, that's not freedom. God's plan was for us to be free. And again, he knows that we will run away from him. And Archbishop Sheen, in this book, The Greatest Commandment, dedicates a whole chapter to us running away from God. And, you know, a lot of times we do that. We deny that we're sinners. That's the famous line, like, oh, I don't have any sin. I think I was immaculately conceived. You know, it's like, I'm not a sinner. And sadly, that's a great error in society today. But, you know, people are always running away from God. But what I love about what Fulton Sheen is saying is even though you have this free will, and you can run away and not choose him, he's always pursuing you. He's the hound of heaven. He's waiting for you to come back. And that's what I love. He's trying to pursue us, but also develop a friendship with us. And we call it the divine friendship. And so, but again, this whole thing of free will is sometimes people don't really understand that it's a gift. It's a real gift. But when you find that pearl of great price and you choose it, that's heaven. That's heaven.
Well, as I was reading, I came across some chemistry and I thought, oh boy, I think my husband would understand this book more than I would, because it talks about, Fulton Sheen mentioned two atoms, and I'm just going to just read this from the book. Two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen, united by an electrical spark, tend to become water. Okay, so can you sort of explain that to us? And there's a meaning of threes here. So I know there's more than what we see here. Right. So maybe you can explain the equation to me.
I think what Fulton Sheen is doing is he's hinting at the Holy Spirit. You know, because, I mean, water, you know, water, as we know, takes three forms. I mean, we see it in ice when it's frozen. Of course, it's a liquid form too. We see it in water as we would drink a cup of water. And then in steam, it's a vapor. So, you know, water is that segue to talking about the Holy Trinity. And I think this is what Fulton Sheen wants to show us, is that he leads by example. I mean, you look at the love between God the Father and the Son. And of course, we know the Holy Spirit, but you see how Jesus talks about loving his Father. And of course, our Lord, you know, when he was baptized, of course, those words that came down from heaven, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him." And so you see this animated, you know, story of, I say animated in that it's animated by the Holy Spirit. But again, this love of Father and Son. And of course, the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Blessed Virgin Mary. And of course, she conceived our Lord. And so, again, you just see this mystery of the Trinity and how it is all tied into love, and that how, you know, it's this big love triangle. And I don't mean to say it, I want to say it in a good and humorous way, but this love between God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I think that's why Fulton Sheen talked about this water, you know, analogy to kind of segue into his talk about the love of God through the Holy Spirit. And of course, the Holy Trinity, especially the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So that's that whole story of threes.
So thank you, Alan. So here's my next question to you is, in the beginning of the book, it mentioned that Fulton Sheen always began his lectures with the greeting of friends. And he says, and from John 15, it says, "I will not call you servants, but I have called you friends." And Fulton Sheen wanted to be friends with all faiths, Catholic, Protestant, and Jews. And when you read his book, well, I would imagine if you read any of his books, it almost seems like he's a bit of a visionary. I mean, he was ahead of his time. That's what it sounds to me. Like Pope Francis, our Holy Father, has already, our pontiff has already, you know, talked about the confraternity and talking about the fraternity and bringing all faiths together. And that's 2022. And we're reading Fulton Sheen from way back when, who is talking about this kind of interconnectedness between all peoples of all faiths. How do you respond to that?
Right. Well, you know, I think you were, you were spot on when you bring to the listener's attention how you would address us as friends. Like, I mean, if you listen to enough of his recordings, he always begins with the term friends, and he always ends his talks with "God love you." And when I think of Fulton Sheen, how he had an audience that was worldwide, but it was, of course, mixed faiths. I think 30% of his viewers were Catholic, 30% were Protestant, and there was a good percentage of Jews that would tune into his show. And so he knew we had things in common, you know, that we could all get to our knees and pray. And so, as I said earlier, the best description of a priest is someone who brings Jesus to the people, and then in turn brings the people to Jesus. And so he brought so many souls to the church because he presented the church in a beautiful way to say, hey, you know, why don't you give it a try? Why don't you give it a try? But I'm going to give you some coaching of how to get along. And so when you look at this, his teaching, he talks about how Jews and Christians can get along, how Catholics and Protestants can get along, and how even non-Catholics can get along with Catholics. So this book, again, The Greatest Commandment, has some teaching tools in it. And so, you know, I think we're just really blessed to know that we have, I like to say, a life coach in Fulton Sheen. And, you know, he penned the book Love One Another, which is included in this anthology, in 1944 when the war was coming to an end. And so he wanted to give everybody a bit of a roadmap of how to, you know, not enter into World War III and to love one another. And I think that's the key, is that we have to follow the Lord's words of that command to love one another as he has loved us. So again, just food for thought there, but I think a beautiful way that he would begin his programs with friends and end his programs with God love you.
You've been listening to Radio Maria Canada. This is the program called Beyond the Pages, and I'm your host, Christina Doyle. And with me today, we have Alan Smith, the editor and compiler of the book, The Greatest Commandment by Archbishop Fulton Sheen, and an amazing book. And if you haven't heard of Archbishop Fulton Sheen, I hope you have a sweet taste today, because it is a beautiful book. You can find it through Sophia Institute Press, as well as other areas of publishing companies, I would imagine, but definitely through Sophia Institute Press. And just before the break, Alan, I just mentioned something I wanted to discuss with you, and it was, as we are all approaching Lent, we're all into Lent, we're into the third, fourth week of Lent, but it's stated in the book that Good Friday is not the end nor the beginning. It's one of the moments of the eternal Word of God. And I was so inspired by that comment, that phrase, that maybe I thought, could you please elaborate for our listeners regarding Good Friday?
Right. The famous quote that people love to just, you know, inspire, it's inspirational when he'd say, there's no Easter Sunday unless there's a Good Friday. And what Fulton Sheen was saying is that we all have to go through the cross. We all will have our own Good Friday experience. And we have to sometimes suffer to, of course, have a rebirth. We have to die. And I think Fulton Sheen is asking us to practice dying, but he leads the way. He shows us that he had to suffer. And even on the cross, and this is what I love about Fulton Sheen, it was a teachable moment. He took the seven last words that Jesus spoke from the cross on Good Friday and turned it into the greatest sermon ever told. Those words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This day you'll be with me in paradise. Woman, behold your son, and to the apostle he loved, behold your mother. My God, why have you forsaken me? Those beautiful words that Mother Teresa loves, I thirst. The words, it is finished. And Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. These seven statements, or these seven last words from our blessed Lord on Good Friday, are words that we can take with us for the rest of our life. But we have to know that there is no Easter Sunday unless there's a Good Friday. And we get to suffer with Christ. And I think even during the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, when we think of the offertory, we get to unite our little crosses with our Lord's big cross. We get to be the little host being joined to the big host during the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And so we get to suffer with our Lord and to join our suffering to his. And then, of course, we will enjoy the beatific vision and our resurrection ourselves. We get to be like Christ in this beautiful way. And so, again, I will repeat, unless there is a Good Friday, there's not an Easter Sunday. So we need to go through the cross. And it's the path that God has chosen for all of us. But Sheen helps us to get comfortable with that idea. Christina, I just missed that last little bit with our technology. It's amazing
yes,
how...
Sorry about that. So in there was a comment in the book that also drew my attention was, for in God, all is present and unchanging, that nothing is new and nothing is lost too. And I just was so inspired that God is ever present in our lives. That even though we go through the story of the resurrection, the passion of Christ at this time, God has never changed. He is still the Almighty, the sovereign God, who loves us, who forgives us, who sees beyond our shortcomings. And I just thought that was such a beautiful words that Fulton Sheen had written that really, you know, made me feel, you know, I know I'm not perfect, but still I am loved. And this is what your book is, the book, The Greatest Commandment on Love. And I just thought it was such a fitting addition into the book that you compiled.
Yes. And I think I go back to the title of his television show, Life is Worth Living. I think what Fulton Sheen was doing when he was having this conversation with the world, he was just reminding us that God has a plan for each and every one of us, that your life is worth living. And again, accept that. You were created for a reason, and rejoice and be glad, because Jesus is there to help you if you want his help, if you want this divine friendship. And I know that Fulton Sheen was so good at giving us recommendations I'd like to call spiritual practices. And I think this is why he was so successful in having so many people come and enter the church. Because he would just not only talk the talk, but he would walk the walk. And he would just challenge us to, try things out. Like, again, I think of spiritual practices, and many of our listeners have the spiritual practice of doing a daily examine of their conscience. And he was a big, a great retreat director who almost would say, okay, everyone gather around. So this evening, I want you to go to your bedroom, close the door and just review your day. Think about, what you did and what you failed to do. And he would invite people to look at the seven deadly sins as the seven pallbearers of the soul. And to just say, reflect to say, did I fall into any of those sins? And maybe if I could amend my life and have a holy resolve. And so he was one to just get us to look into our souls. And that's one thing that we don't do today. We like to busy ourselves with noise and distraction because we're afraid to look into our souls, because what we might see, we're not going to be happy with. But he asked us to be brave, to do the examination of conscience, and to hopefully have a resolve to amend your life. And I think that's just a beautiful holy example. And, we're in the season of Lent, and we always think of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And, you know, he would encourage everyone to just make small sacrifices. He says in the book, he says, I challenge you to give up the ninth cigarette every day. Not that I would ever smoke a pack of cigarettes, but to give up that ninth cigarette, or to not put the second lump of sugar into your coffee, or refrain from, a criticism and keeping your mouth shut. These are all spiritual practices that are easier said than done. But I think if you have that mindset to say, I will try to sacrifice and deny myself, I will have the spiritual benefit. And but the greatest encouragement that Fulton Sheen gave was he invited everyone to come to the sacraments. And of course, he would begin by what I call the the pew challenge, which is he invites people into a church. He'd say, even if you're not Catholic, I want you to just to enter a Catholic church and sit in the pew and just be in the presence of our Lord. And people say this time and time again, I don't know what it is about the Catholic Church, but when I go into the church and just sit there for a few moments, I have this great sense of peace and consolation. And of course, Fulton Sheen knew that it was our Blessed Lord was there, looking upon, again, the good soul. And again, without them knowing, they were having an encounter with God, because he is truly present in every tabernacle all over the world. And so he would invite people into the church to first of all sit in the church. And then, of course, he would then talk about the beauty of the sacraments and how when we are baptized, we become children of God and we receive graces and blessings. And then, of course, he would say, I would feed you with the Eucharist. And unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you shall not have life within you. And again, the joys of confirmation and receiving the Holy Spirit. Fulton Sheen would just say, here's what you get when you come to the sacraments of the Catholic Church, and especially having your marriages blessed. And marriage is hard enough on your own. You need this sacrament. You need the graces to stay married. And of course, Sheen wrote a beautiful book on the sacraments, and that book, Three to Get Married. And we actually put it into an anthology called Archbishop Sheen's Book of Sacraments, and it's available through Sophia Press. And I apologize for the shameless plug there, but again, it's this joy of the sacraments and how it helps to develop this divine friendship. And that's what Fulton Sheen wanted. He wanted everybody to have that friendship with Jesus like he had that friendship with Jesus. And so it's the divine friendship. And so he would present the sacraments as that means to encouraging and developing that friendship.
Yeah. One of the things I read in this beautiful book, and the book is called The Greatest Commandment, by the way, everyone. It's not what happens to us that matters. It's how we react. If the soul cooperates with grace, it may find the meaning of life. If the soul cooperates with grace. So he's talking about the first step to conversion. And I'll just read this little thing that I read, and then you can expand. But once a soul realizes the world is rotten because it has broken the moral law of God, it has taken the first step toward conversion.
Yes. One of the teachings of Fulton Sheen that caught my attention is he says, there's two ways to come to God. Sometimes you come to God through goodness, and sometimes you come to God through the devil. And of course, some people will live this life of sin and just be miserable, just be broken, just be shattered. And yet that's how God used the devil to bring the soul to him. And, I think it's that time where I think of the prodigal son. Of course, he spent his inheritance and lived a life of ill repute. And it was when he was hungry and he was, wanting, he remembered the blessing of his father's house and how even the servants received good food, good shelter. And of course, he longed to return to his father's house. And so, again, it's one of these things where God uses even the devil to bring us to him. And so we all pray for that grace to recognize that we are sinners. And as I said earlier, one of the greatest sins in the world is the denial of sin. And Fulton Sheen knew that, and he wanted to present that to warn us, to say, don't fall into that trap. Humble yourself and recognize that you are a sinner and that God has been waiting for you to return. And of course, you return and he gives you that holy embrace, and you journey again with him again. and, you know, hopefully keep turning towards the cross and not turning away from him. So we have to resist that walking away. And that's why conversion means turning around. You convert, you turn around, and you move towards Jesus. And again, thank God for Fulton Sheen and his wisdom. He has helped bring many people back to the church who have fallen away.
Absolutely. You know, Alan, we all suffer from our own sins. I know that I had read in the book, God did not make you a sinner. You made yourself a sinner. You are your own creator. And so, well, okay, then how about this? Then because we've all suffered from our own ego, how do we, is there any hope for us?
Well, there is. And again, it goes back to what I call spiritual practices. Sheen talks about the 9 ingredients of charity, you know, and sometimes, you know, it's in giving that we receive. It's in not thinking of self, because the ego, when you really think of what the problem is and you think of an egomaniac, you know, that term, it's all about you. And this is the, I'm sad. Sometimes it's sad to watch because I see so many people that are just so self-centered, narcissistic. Again, it's all about me, me, me. And even in relationships, it's about what can I get out of this relationship? What will you give me? I mean, how many times we hear that? And so you just see the ego just dominating. And yet Fulton Sheen points to the scripture. And what does he say? God resists the proud. You know, God resists the proud. So it's that wake-up call to say you need to become humble if you want to have a chance of being awakened and to see, have the scales fall off your eyes. But again, he challenges us and says, hey, I'll help you. Let's start off with that beautiful passage from Corinthians. And, you know, I think of this passage, but when you count up the number of Bible verses in this book, The Greatest Commandment, there's 250 Bible verses in the pages. And so Sheen is always connecting the dots and connecting us to sacred scripture because they remind us of God's love. And so that beautiful passage from Corinthians, love is patient, love is kind, love is not jealous or boastful, it is not arrogant or rude, love does not insist on its own way, it is not irritable or resentful, it does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right, which is truth. And so Fulton Sheen says, you know, why don't you try to spend some time thinking about this? Because it's not about you and self-love. It's about how God loves us. And that's that patience, that kindness. Again, we think how we need to practice generosity, humility, be of good temper, be sincere. Like all of these are the antidotes to the selfish behavior. And so that's where Fulton Sheen says, maybe you can't practice all 9, but maybe try to practice 1 or 2. And you'll move towards God.
You know, this lines up beautifully what you've just said into the next thing that I was looking at regarding Archbishop Fulton Sheen's writing, is that he was talking about living on the human level and the supernatural order, and that living on the human level, that we're looking at greed that you're talking about, that self-centeredness. It's not about God, it's about me. And whereas the supernatural order is that God is the Father, he is our creator, God the Father, he is the Son of our Redeemer, God the Father, the Holy Spirit, our sanctifier. So could you explain then what sanctifyingness is?
Well, I think I'll answer it by adding to what you started with. That you know, Fulton Sheen talks about 3 levels, and you know, he talks about the subhuman level, the human level, and the divine level. And he puts them in that order just to, of course, give us a goal. He talks about the subhuman level, and that kind of relates to, you know, animalistic behavior. And sometimes when we look at humans, we say, they're kind of acting like animals here, right? And so, of course, he's warning us to say, don't go down that road. And then, of course, there's the human level where we'd like to think we can have some brotherly kindness. We can have a brotherhood of man. But really, the goal is the divine level. And, of course, look towards heaven, which is your true home. Converse with God. Converse with the saints. The angels that have been given to us, all of these things. So it's that divine level. And of course, understanding that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. It's a temple of God, and that we're to work on that and to better it. And of course, the sacraments will help nourish and feed the body and the soul. And so all of these things, we're adopted sons of God, and our citizenship is in heaven. And Fulton Sheen wants us to get back to that. So he reminds us to think of the divine level and to spend our day thinking of God and walking with God.
Absolutely. And that, of course, you just answered my next question, which would be, how can we then pass the human level of existence? And it is, as you say, through sacraments, through the observing of the sacraments, through prayer. And I really love what Bishop Fulton Sheen referred to the sacraments. He called them, they are the kisses of God.
Yes.
I mean, wouldn't you love to have a plaque that says that and just put it up in your kitchen somewhere and you see that? I mean, it just, his words are so, so divine. I mean, they are so God-driven. And he is inspired by the Holy Spirit so much so. You just feel so in touch. I feel closer to God through his readings. I mean, it's such a beautiful book, as we've been discussing. If you've just joined us, everyone, we're with Alan Smith today, who has edited and compiled a beautiful book, one of many that he will tell you. And this one is called The Greatest Commandment, and it is on the anthology of love that he talks about. And behind us, of course, behind Alan, just before we went on air, was talking about the many books that he has edited and compiled on behalf of Archbishop Fulton Sheen. He would be so proud, so happy that his work is continuing, and it's so relevant. And that's what's wonderful, that you've been inspired, Alan, that you've brought his work to life again. You've renewed it. You've renewed his life. You've renewed his words, that to renew all of us, that God's word is never gets old. It's never outdated, right? And this is what I thought. So, Alan, what is in your future endeavors? Where do you go from here? I know you have a long list of interviews and different things, but do you see something else in your future, like in terms of what you want to do?
Well, I have my fifth anthology that'll be released late spring, early summer. It is a collection of Sheen's writings on war and peace. And so the book is called War and Peace, an Anthology. Everyone wants a little brush-up course on communism and how to avoid communism and how to defeat it. So again, people are looking for that. We're in a war-torn world right now, so it's God's perfect timing to re-release these writings on war and peace. And what's really beautiful is that Fulton Sheen's name, in Gaelic, when you translate it, Fulton in Gaelic means war, and Sheen in Gaelic means peace. And so he was named to write about war and peace, and yet he upholds the Prince of Peace, which and just presents the Prince of Peace to the world to say, if you want lasting peace, we need to be under the kingship of Jesus Christ. And so that is my new project coming up for the summer, War and Peace, an Anthology. And I have a few other books that I want to republish that I'm working on. Right now I have 28 books to my record of Fulton Sheen's writings. And you know, he wrote 66 books, so there's still work to do, but still we're just trying to do our best to represent the wit and wisdom of the Venerable Archbishop Sheen.
That's so amazing. I don't know how you do it, and you sound so calm.
Well,
considering what you're just telling us.
growing up with 12 children and, 11 brothers and sisters. And being a daily communicant helps too. My strength is in the Lord, and I have the Blessed Virgin Mary in my life, and I'm trying to be a good son. And so she always just says, be calm, and don't do anything that I would be ashamed of. So be a good boy. And I just try to do that.
That's so wonderful. So as we nearing to wrap up, Alan, what would be some of the takeaways that our listeners should consider after this beautiful interview regarding the greatest commandment, or even in general in terms of Archbishop Fulton Sheen? What would be the points that would drive a soul to our Lord?
Yeah, I think it goes back to that line, the first line I read of Fulton Sheen, unless souls are saved, nothing is saved. I think we need to take our soul seriously once again, and to know that we have a soul that needs saving, and not only our own souls, but those that we love and those who are around us. I believe when we stand before God face to face, he will ask us to show him our children. And what he means by that is our spiritual children. Did we go out and go out into the vineyard and try to bring a harvest? Did we use our talents to increase God's kingdom? So again, we're asked to stay busy. We're asked to work on our soul and the souls of others. So let's take that seriously. Now, I want people to be people of joy. And I think Fulton Sheen wanted us to also share that joy, the joy of knowing Jesus, the joy of being with Jesus, and the joy of being with Jesus forever in heaven. But still, it's that idea of the soul. Unless souls are saved, nothing is saved. And so we need to just get back to the mission of saving souls. And so that's very important.
Well, everyone, I hope you have felt inspired as I have been throughout this broadcast, being with Alan Smith. And Alan, you are a true gift. And we are so grateful here on Radio Maria Canada to have you this afternoon or this morning, wherever people are listening. But it's just such an inspiration to be hearing that Archbishop Fulton Sheen from 1940s, yeah, to here we are 2022, and the writings are as current and as fresh and as important and as you get up in the morning and you have your cup of coffee. It's as important as that. It's so important that we read Archbishop Fulton Sheen's books, because you will find such comfort and such peace and such strength. And whatever problems that we're going through, it's wonderful to know that God loves us despite all of our problems that we are surrounded with. I was wondering, Alan, would you possibly lead us in a prayer, maybe? Would be that all right with you? Would give you a chance to find something maybe through Archbishop Fulton Sheen or a book? But it's such a beautiful journey, everyone, and I sincerely hope you have enjoyed listening to The Greatest Commandment, edited and compiled by Alan Smith. And please look him up. He does have a YouTube. You have everything. You have a YouTube. So I'll just tell it. And excuse me. I know that once our program manager is finished with the broadcast, you'll have it online. You'll be able to see all the areas that that Alan Smith is involved with. And he's host, as he has mentioned, host and producer of Your Life is Worth Living, host and producer of the Holy Rosary program, and that's FM 98.5. So we plugged in 98.5. And the YouTube/C, the letter C, / Alan Smith and the School of Sheen. So that is absolutely beautiful. And of course, he's got a Twitter account. He has Instagram. I know you'll be able to find him through any social media today. So do look him up and do look and find The Greatest Commandment through Sophia Institute Press, a beautiful book. And we are sincerely waiting when this new one comes. Alan, if you would be so gracious to join us once again for an interview on your upcoming book, War and Peace. And what's the exact title? War and Peace.
A Fulton Sheen anthology, because what all of the books that I've created with Sophia Institute Press are anthologies where we compile and combine a number of his books. The first book, The Cries of Jesus from the Cross, has 7 books. Of course, this anthology that's coming up on War and Peace has 5 books included in it. So it's a collection. But it'll be called War and Peace and Anthology.
War and Peace and Anthology.
Yeah, an anthology. And,
oh, an anthology.
Yeah,
okay.
So.
Very nice. Well, that's wonderful. Well, I hope you enjoyed being with me, everyone, and being with the Alan Smith. And by the way, I love your sweatshirt. You're supporting your daughter's school, Our Lady yes. Seat of Wisdom. Wow, that's
yeah.
Good
well,
job.
We actually sponsor a scholarship, a bursary in honor of Fulton Sheen, and so it is the Archbishop Sheen bursary at Our Lady Seat of Wisdom College. So send your children there, and you may actually receive the scholarship too. So it's good.
Isn't that wonderful? And how do they obtain a scholarship? Do they submit an essay or?
Well, they kind of act like Fulton Sheen. So if they conduct themselves accordingly, then they become eligible to receive the scholarship. So.
Absolutely. It sounds beautiful. Thank you so much, Alan. So without further ado, everyone, we may bow our heads and enjoy a prayer by yes. Alan Smith today.
Yeah. I'd like to share just this prayer to obtain a favor through the intercession of the Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. And we have these prayer cards available through our website, bishopsheentoday.com. And so you can request a prayer card. And again, it's just this beautiful prayer to obtain a favor. And we always pray to the saints, the blesseds, the venerables, for their intercession. And so we'll begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, you alone grant us every blessing in heaven and on earth, through the redemptive mission of your divine Son, Jesus Christ, and by the working of the Holy Spirit. If it be according to your will, glorify your servant, Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, by granting the favor I now request through his prayerful intercession. And here we offer up the intentions, of course, of our radio apostolate here at Radio Maria Canada, and for your intentions for the listeners at home. And of course, we make this prayer confidently through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, everyone, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, wherever you may be here on Radio Maria Canada. And thank you, Alan Smith. God bless you in your fine work in spreading the good news of the gospel through Archbishop Fulton Sheen, that our Blessed Mother continue to strengthen you, to give you guidance, to direct you into where you need to be. And obviously, she is doing that and much more. So thank you again on behalf of Radio Maria and myself, Christina Doyle. And thank you to our program manager, Alex Diaz, for doing a crackerjack job, as always, and making sure I'm not muted or muted when I'm supposed to be. So thank you, everyone. And Please look out for this beautiful book, The Greatest Commandment, edited and compiled by Alan Smith. And look for the new one coming up called War and Peace, an Anthology. Thank you so much. God bless. And see you next time here on Beyond the Pages. Bye for now.
You have been listening to the program Beyond the Pages with our host, Christina Doyle, here on Radio Maria, Canada.